And welcome to the DX Audio Service for June 1998. Issue number 159, and I'm Fred Vobey in the studios of Great Northern Broadcast Company with your magazine. If you'd like to subscribe to the DX Audio Service and live in the United States of America, the cost is $25. To members in Canada, the subscription rate is $28. To Mexico and the Caribbean, it's $32. And to Europe and elsewhere, it's $38. Those prices are also the renewal rates, and tapes are sent via first-class mail, and you keep the cassettes. If you'd like to subscribe, make a check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send it to Great Northern Broadcast Company, Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio 45802-5031. If you have any questions, you can reach me at 419-228-4199. However, allow a few days for a return call if I'm not in. The fax number is 419-221-1609. The members' action line is 419-224-1609. And if you're on the internet, you can send me email at w8hdu@wlio.com. After Dark number 8 is shipping right after I send out the magazine this month to those who got their orders in first. To answer several questions, or I should say some of the same questions that were asked about After Dark number 8, After Dark is one of those hit-or-miss things. When I get enough material for an After Dark issue, then I produce it. So you can keep me busy by sending a material which would be interesting, and by interesting, I mean something which would be interesting for everyone to listen to. Features on radio, historical items, people in the business, items on broadcasting. Be selective in what you send in, as I'm awful tough to please, and I won't put something on the tape that I don't think all the masses will not appreciate. Send your tapes to me at the DX Audio Service, and if you'd be so kind as to put ADC on the front of the envelope, that would help. Above all, when you do mail a tape, please don't put it in a letter envelope. As I explained on our After Dark 8 issue about air checking, the post office mail sorter machines just eat those things alive. And this past month, I had 5 tapes that came into the studio here in those traditional post office body bags. 3 of them were completely useless. Many times, the address is obliterated from the envelope, so I don't even have a clue who even sent them. So if you mail a business envelope, you roll the dice, and from experience over the past decade, you usually lose. If you like some of those cassette boxes that we send out our magazine in, just contact Ken at the Publication Center, and he'll set you right up. Enough hype for now. Let's get on to the main magazine with a look at the AM switch. If you have some news about a radio station in your area, send it to Jerry Starr, care of WHOT Radio, 4040 Simon Road, Youngstown, Ohio, 44512-1320. Now, here's the Switchmeister.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News Magazine. This month's reference number is 432, and as always, we start with call interchanges. On 910 WLAS, Jacksonville, North Carolina becomes WSTK. 910 KKSN, Vancouver, Washington, changing to KFXX. That's half of a call swap. On 920 WTMM in Trenton, New Jersey, that call will move to the X-band. We'll get to that in a moment. On 920, the new call will be WCHR. 940 WIDG, St. Ignace, Michigan becomes WMKC. 970 KBUL in Modesto, California changes to KANM. And their old call doesn't stay open for long because a 970 KDWG in Billings, Montana gets KBUL. 1250 WOFR, Washington Courthouse, Ohio, changing to WBUB. On 1280 WJPY, Seaford, Delaware, changing to WJWK. 1320 WARA, Attleboro, Massachusetts, becomes WJYT. 1380 WMPS, Millington, Tennessee, changing to WOOM. 1400 KTHX, Visalia, California, becomes KFSO. 1400, the news station in Sparks, Nevada. We'll get to that in just a moment. Their call will be KBDB. Also on 1400, KYLR, Huntsville, Texas, changing to KHCH. 1410 WCFY in Lafayette, Indiana becomes WAZY. 1510 KNSC, Ontario, California, changing to KMSL. 1510 WNLC, New London, Connecticut becomes WWJY. 1520 KFXX, Oregon City, Oregon. Here's the other half of that Oregon call swap. They become KKSN. Now moving into the expanded band, 1620 KBAG, Farmington, New Mexico, is changing calls. Before they even come on the air, they will be KNNT. These next three stations get sequentially assigned calls, which will no doubt change before the station gets on the air, but here they are. These are all new stations. 1620 Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, WAZG. 1640 Sussex, Wisconsin, WAZI. And 1650 Atlanta, Georgia, WAZJ. On 1660, the new station in Brigham City, Utah, already applied for their own call. They will be KXOL. 1670 WAXP, Warner Robins, Georgia. That sequentially assigned call is being scrapped in favor of WNML. By the way, that station is already on the air. 1680 WAKX in Princeton, New Jersey will be WTTM. 1690 KAYK, Arvada, Colorado will be KQXI. 1690 WAZC, another sequentially assigned call in Lexington Park, Maryland. That's being scrapped. Their real call will be WMDM. And on 1700, new station in Sherman, Texas will be KBSX. More about that when we get to otherness. One new station was granted, as we mentioned, 1400 in Sparks, Nevada. It'll be a kilowatt day and night with a non-directional antenna. Some grants of interest on 560 CKCN in Septiles, Quebec. They'll be moving to 94.1 FM and abandoning the AM band. And on 900 CKVD in Val-d'Or, Quebec, will be changing to 104.3 FM. They will also leave the AM band. That will reflect another station as we get a little higher up on the dial. 1010 KXEN Festus, Missouri, they will go full-time by adding 500 watts at night. They'll have a U4 antenna, and they will relocate their transmitter site to bring that into effect. Here's the letter station affected on 1340 CHAD in Amos, Quebec. This station will become silent the same time CKVD 900 moves to FM. And finally, on 1560 WGLB in Port Washington, Wisconsin, they will go to 185 watts, directional daytime only. They'll relocate their transmitter, change their city of license to Elm Grove, Wisconsin. A lot of interesting things happening in our otherness category. In 740 CBL, Toronto, Ontario, their FM is now on the air. They expect to leave their AM frequency in September, and that, of course, will be a permanent move. 770 KJCB, Lafayette, Louisiana, license canceled, call deleted as the FCC continues to clean up some of the long silent stations. 910 WSKT, that new call in Jacksonville, North Carolina. This station is silent but will return under the new call sometime by the end of May, according to them. By the time you receive this tape, that may have already happened. 930 WREB, Holyoke, Massachusetts, license canceled, call deleted. 990 KXLA, Rayville, Louisiana, license canceled, call deleted. On 1090 WGLC, Mendota, Illinois, this station is silent. 1150 KMXN, Santa Rosa, California, this station is silent as part of the restructuring of 1150 on the West Coast to facilitate that power increase at KXTA in Los Angeles, but this station may return with reduced power and a modified antenna pattern. 1150 WLOC, Munfordville, Kentucky, is silent once again. 1160 WELX in Callahan, Florida, this new station, now on the air. They have a Spanish format. 1170 WDAT, Amory, Mississippi, license canceled, call deleted. 1210 KQEQ in Fowler, California, they have finally moved to this new frequency from 1220. They have 370 watts day and night, a non-directional antenna. 1270 WWES, Hot Springs, Virginia, license canceled, call deleted. 1270, the infamous KFCC in Bay City, Texas, license canceled and call deleted. However, at press time, KFCC remained on the air in defiance of the FCC order, so this could get interesting. 1320 WVLY, Water Valley, Mississippi, license canceled, call deleted. 1330 WASN, Camel, Ohio. This silent station is now back on the air with a news talk format. 1360 WWHY, Milan, Tennessee, license canceled, call deleted. 1370 KWNC, Quincy, Washington, this station is silent pending a sale but will return. 1400 WSGA, Savannah, Georgia, is silent. 1440 KKIP, Lowell, Arkansas, licensed canceled, call deleted. 1450 KMCA, Bernie, California, they had a construction permit to move to Shasta, California, but they have asked for that permit to be canceled. The station will keep its present facilities in Bernie. 1450 KSKR, Whitefish, Montana, license canceled, call deleted. 1470 WCFJ, Chicago Heights, Illinois, this silent station is back on the air. 1470 KTDL, Farmerville, Louisiana, license canceled, call deleted. 1510 WWJY, that new call in New London, Connecticut, the station is presently silent. They will return under the new call in August. Also on 1510, WXIT in Blowing Rock, North Carolina, had applied to move to 1200 kilohertz. That application has been dismissed. They'll remain on 1510. 1540 WNJR, Circleville, Ohio, license canceled, call deleted. 1550 WDLR, Delaware, Ohio, this suburban Columbus station that was silent, is now back on the air. 1590 KYDE, Pine Bluff, Arkansas, license canceled, call deleted. And here's what's shaking in the X-band on 1640 KKJY, Lake Oswego, Oregon. This new station is on the air. Sort of an unusual arrangement. It duplicates the programming of KKSL on 1290, but for an antenna, it is diplexed into one of the towers of KKPC 1330. 1670 WNML. In Warner Robins, Georgia, brand new station is on the air with sports programming. They call themselves the Sports Animal, and they are being widely heard across the country. On 1690 KQXI in Arvada, Colorado, this new station in the X-band has been heard testing but has not begun regular programming yet. And on 1700 KBSX in Sherman, Texas, this station was widely heard with a test broadcast on the evening of May the 2nd. This, we found out, was a one-time temporary operation, but the station is expected to begin their regular broadcasting schedule by sometime later this summer. By the way, they were IDing as Denison Sherman, although the FCC says their license just to Sherman. And that'll do it for this month. In 30 days, we'll see you again with another big pile of stuff from the broadcast band. And now, after waiting along 8 minutes and 43 seconds, it's time for John Bowker and Travelog. Here's Johnny.
Well, thanks again, Jerry. Hello, everybody. Today, we're going to continue our trip across the country on the Travelog with our dials set to 1480 kilohertz. If you remember, last month we started in Vermont and made it all the way to Michigan. And today we're going to drive right across the state to Grand Rapids on the June 1998 DX Audio Service Travelog.
This is WMAX News Radio, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Well, that's all we kept in those days, but what are you going to say? Of course, then that station moved out of town to one of the suburbs, and it got a little more interesting.
At gbsu.edu. You're listening to The Morning Show on AM 1480 WGBU, Kentwood, Grand Rapids. The news is next.
I'm David Moore with a look at state and local news headlines.
Time to take you down to state number 24 on our list now. Time to take you out to the ballgame.
3-1 here. Two outs now. With a man at second, Andres Galarraga will bat and will pause for station identification on the WGN Chicago Cubs Baseball Network.
You're enjoying Chicago Cubs baseball on AM 1480 WRSW Warsaw.
Here's Galarraga.
That's in Indiana, of course. We're going to stay in Indiana for a moment, but we're going to move to the banks of the Wabash River on the western side of the state. Now, this next station is 20 miles west of the loop, runs 1,000 watts, and lists itself in the Chicago market. Maybe they have good traffic reports. I don't know.
AM 1480, WFXW, Geneva, St. Charles, and Batavia.
Here's the latest for all ABC News. I'm Deirdre Bryan. After a harrowing hour in eastern Saudi Arabia, the all clear has sounded.
Oh, hey, that news lady, what gall to interrupt the station break.
Tonight with a low of 48, sunny and warm tomorrow with a high of 80. Hello, lost my place.
Here it is, yeah. 70% our humidity with the winds light northerly now at 5 miles an hour, and it's 64 degrees. This is WISM News. I'm Bill Shore.
And I... Whoops. Wrong microphone here. I'm Clyde Coffey, WISM Madison.
What a day for a day.
Okay, how many mistakes did you count on that one ID? And remember, we just travel around the country picking these up at random. So many mistakes. Well, maybe it doesn't matter in that station because today in Madison, Wisconsin, they ID with a new moniker.
We'll come back with Teddy Atlas as Sports Now continues.
It's 9 o'clock. This is Madison's news station, News Talk 1480, WTDY, Madison.
From ABC News, I'm Doug O'Brien.
Okay, Doug. About a half hour's drive along U.S. Route 2, west of the big statue of Paul Bunyan and Great Blue Ox. If you're ever in Minnesota, west of Minneapolis, you got to see that. This little village lies right in that area.
Providing information for families in northwest Minnesota, it's North Country Radio, KKCQ, Frosted Bagley. From ABC News, I'm Doug Limerick.
And from there, we head to the southeast corner of Minnesota.
Hi, Dwayne Germain here, and you can hear me right here on 1480 mornings, Monday through Saturday. Great music for you, a quiz or two, and of course, all the local news reported by Dan Conrad.
Your news and information station is Radio 1480, KAUS. Austin.
And due south of Austin, about 200 miles, finds us in Ottumwa, Iowa.
And you're welcome back to Clee at any time. Give me a call and we'll talk to you some more. But right now, what we got to do is jump right into our NBC News. This is KLE 1480 Ottumwa.
NBC Radio News.
KLEE, by the way, runs just 500 watts during the day, cuts back to 33 watts at night. So, you know, boy, not a big area.
Which is just about where we're at right now. You tune to KTHS and KTHS-FM in Berryville. Time for news from ABC.
Good Monday morning, everybody. I'm Chet Douglas with the latest from ABC News.
That station's in Berryville, Arkansas.
1204 in Shreveport. KOKA with BB Bird Brain Davis till the big hour at 2 o'clock.
Now, this following ID, such as it is, was recorded at the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport at 5 o'clock in the morning, April 2nd, 1976.
Bob Wills, Freddie Fender, Willie Nelson, and Asleep at the Wheel. Every hour from 6 p.m. Friday through 8 p.m. Sunday. Stories and songs, and a chance to win a Texas Country album. A Texas Country Weekend on the Box in Big D.
That's a tape that should have been played over a few times. Starting to fade out. But I remember well that night I was on my way to an assignment at KNBR in San Francisco. And the only way to get there from what was then WRC in Washington, where I had been previously assigned, was to have a layover of 4 hours in Dallas. And did I waste my time sleeping and stuff like that? No. However, had I been in Dallas in 1991, this is what I would have recorded.
Wonderful music, wonderful memories. KCMZ, Dallas, Fort Worth. From the CNN News Center in Atlanta, I'm Ed McCarthy.
And when we were there in 1995, this is what we got. Down in the Houston market area lies the suburb of Pasadena.
La 12 del mediodía en punto en KNBL Radio Morales. Viene la oración del Ángelus y después Radio Reloj.
Música. Okey-doke, and I'm sure you'll be surprised to learn we have yet another station from San Antonio this month.
Alamo City now has a new home for gospel music. The all-new KCHL Gospel, 1480 San Antonio, Texas.
You have a melody.
You know, you just got to come to San Antonio this Labor Day. That's going to be the NRC annual convention, as we've been telling you. Linda's going to be the receptionist, you know, and of course that's worth the price of admission. It's going to be just a solid, fun-packed weekend without any question.
Remember Station 1480 KBEA in Mission. We will take a break from Moments to Remember now for WDF 4 News. And also for all of you Notre Dame fans out there, the game tonight is 6:10. So, no, you haven't missed it yet. Even though the paper shows 3, it's 6:10. So stay tuned. And after that, we will have the Baker game. So stay tuned to your Moments to Remember station.
Okay, that's a good story to tell right there. Steve Bauer recorded this next ID for us back, a dozen or more years ago.
We're 1480 KLEO, Wichita, Kansas. ABC News time now is 1 o'clock, and it's 92 degrees.
And today in Wichita, it sounds more like this.
It happens at the hottest place to party in Kansas, the Cowboy Club at 2nd and Mosley in Wichita's historic old town.
KZSN-FM Hutchinson, KZSN, Wichita.
Oh, my head.
Up next to the state capital of Ernie Wesolowski's home state.
Music, memories, and more. This is the station you turn to for memory music, the greatest hits of all time on KMEM Lincoln. CNN Radio News, I'm Terry Ozanich.
And now we're going to invade the home territory of Gateway Computers. And that's what I'm using to record this travelogue for you, in fact.
I'm going to sing like...
This is KSDR, Watertown.
From ABC News, I'm Dorothy McIntyre.
And that came from Sun John. Thank you very much, Sun John, for that recording a number of years back. That's in South Dakota, by the way. And let's see, we're going to hear now a little bit from the state of Wyoming.
AMCO Transmission, 408E60, KRE, Cheyenne.
Test every option by, just look down the road and see it play out.
That's about as little as we can get away with on this program. And we come now to the Rocky Mountain States.
This is KRRU 1480 Pueblo.
Esta es KRRU 1480, La Consentida, afiliado a Radio Zeta.
Noticias, TVC América.
You know, we spent the night in Pueblo, and that was the only ID I got from them. It was at 10 o'clock the following morning as we were headed north up toward Denver, so... Let's see, this next ID was among the very first I ever recorded on the road. This would have been 1972. And Skip Tattlestein has been keeping us up to date in Phoenix.
This is KPHX Phoenix, 1480.
KPHX 1480, Phoenix.
Y ahora la voz y la pluma. Nota editorial.
You know, Skip, at least my ID, short as it was, at least it was in English. And I'm hoping that Mark Durenberger will be able to make the northern swing on his annual western trip this year. Maybe he can update this next ID for us from Gooding, Idaho. Hey, Mark, it's right on I-84. Really, you can't miss it.
This is 1480 TNT Dynamite Country. It's the same thing as KRXR in Gooding. And I guess we'll have to start some more hot country now.
Doesn't she sound like a bundle of fun, I tell you? I think so. Let's cross into the Los Angeles market at this point.
Uniting and reuniting with Orange County, we're 1480 AM KWIC Santa Ana, and that's Yes No Radio, your very own voting station.
I'm not sure what that means either, but it's scary, isn't it? Santa Ana is within the metropolitan area of Los Angeles, but it's a quarter of the way to San Diego. Boy, has that city grown. Well, we're going to drive north, just north of Santa Barbara, up along the coast.
Continuamos con más música y nuestra programación regular.
K-R-U-K.
Now, my log says KSBQ in Santa Maria. At the north end of the famous California Valley lies Merced.
We are 1480 KYOS Merced, the Valley's home for modern rock. 3 o'clock straight up with Chris Michaels, and I tell you what, you and I get together, we're going to rock the cast on, no matter how foggy it's going to get.
Boy, and up into the Bay Area.
2 minutes till 2 o'clock. Time for me, Al B, to high step out of here. Peter Johnson is in, and he'll keep you company all the way till 10 o'clock. It's been fun. 1480 KWUN Concord, serving Antioch and all of Contra Costa County. Have a great afternoon.
You know, I recall so well the day Scott Johnson mailed this next ID into the travelogue, 12 years ago at least.
Heard every Sunday at 5:30 right here on KRED, 1480 AM in Eureka.
KRED, KRED, Eureka.
It's 11 o'clock.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Bill Deal.
You know, like all good things, they changed, and Linda and I taped this next one in 1996.
One woman. Make that no women. And two boys.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You're listening to the North Coast 24-hour sports station. KTMA Eureka, Sports Radio 1480.
And if you're ever in Portland, Oregon on the 4th of July, the very best place to watch their elaborate fireworks for that city is in the city of Vancouver, Washington. It's on the north side of the Columbia River.
More than just the same songs over.
We're Portland's best music station, 1480 KPMS.
Vancouver, Portland.
This is Tom Joyner, and now let's get back to On the Move on 1480 KBMS.
And our last stop in the good old USA is just outside Tacoma, Washington.
We're the talk of Pierce County, KLAY, Lakewood, Tacoma.
Radio station KLAY, Lakewood, now concludes its regular broadcast day.
And that's going to do it for us this month, too. Next month, for July, we're going to jump ahead to 1500 on the dial and take you from the Atlantic all the way to the Pacific in one segment. That's next month on the Travelogue. So long for now. And here's Fred.
On the telephone, I'm speaking with Wayne Heinen from our National Radio Club Logbook headquarters. Wayne, how you doing?
Doing pretty good today, Fred.
Okay, I understand we're looking for some corrections, and hopefully the members can help us out with some of the data that we've not been able to find from other sources. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Sure can. Well, what I've been doing is compiling a list of the questions that we get. Generally, if a station changes some stuff, it's very difficult to know about it until one of our members stumbles across the fact that the address changes or the phone number has changed or the format. And some of these are ones where we've had either conflicting information or we've got information from a member that indicates that the address or the phone number that we have for them is no longer any good.
And what do we do in a situation like that? I guess the best thing to do is ask some of our experts out in the field, right?
Yep. We're publishing a list now, and we send it out on email. We're publishing it in DX News, and we're putting it out on the audio service to just get the feedback from the members. And any member who does contribute will end up, of course, with their name on the members' contribution list that'll come in the 19th edition.
Do you have a list of stations you can give us right now?
Yep, sure do.
Okay, let's start at the top.
Okay, these are by state. Up in Alaska, we're still looking for a phone number and an address for KAXX. And the other thing that is something to alert members, too, is a lot of these are getting to be co-owned now, and the listings aren't readily available under the call letters that the station's using. And we do know it's co-owned, but we don't know who co-owns it yet. So that's a possibility to help us with that. Then down in Arizona, we need a phone number for KFWJ on 980. In California, we're looking for the current format and network affiliations for KSTN, 1420 in Stockton, and a phone number for KVIN 1390. That's, I believe, Turlock, California. And down in Georgia, WCGA 1100. We've had conflicting reports that they're using a talk format and a music format, or possibly a combination of the two. And let's see, WERD 1160 in Georgia. They're back on the air. We got the format, but we can't seem to find a mailing address and phone number. Down in Florida, WLVT 640. We need the current format and network affiliation. And then we have three stations that all seem to be tied together. WJNO 1040, WJNA 1230, and WJNX 1330. And we're looking to find out what the formats are, when they are simulcasting, if they are simulcasting still. And also, we've been told one of our members got his report returned from the logbook address that was in Flagler Drive in West Palm Beach. So basically, we're looking for everything on those three stations. And then here's a brand new one, just got added to the list today. WNWI 1080 has moved from Valparaiso to Chicago. And in that move, we're assuming that they're going to have a new address and a phone number. Then WALZ up in Maine on 1400. This station had its license canceled, call letter deleted, but filed a petition for reconsideration. And what we're trying to figure out is that station even on the air? And let's see, Massachusetts, we just got this one in the mail yesterday. We've got two stations we're looking for phone numbers and addresses for. One is WVBF, that's Victor Bravo Fox, 1530. And the other one is WJLT 1060. In Missouri, we've got conflicting reports on KHAD 1190. We've been told that they've gone to All Sports with the one-on-one network, and then we've also been told they're still country and western with no talk. So toss the coin and see which one comes back. WJWR 620 in New Jersey. We need an address and a phone number for them. WKRE 1060 in North Carolina. We need the address and phone number for them. In Virginia, we need WVLR on 880, current format and network affiliation. WJWS 1370, current format and network affiliation. KJOX 980 in Washington, current format and network affiliation. And the last one on the list is WVOZ, that's a Z at the end, 1520 in Puerto Rico. We need a new mailing address. And that's the list that actually was updated as of about 10 o'clock this morning, May 9th. And those are the ones that if any of the DXAS members can help us out with, we would appreciate it.
And how can a DX Audio Service member get in touch with you?
They can get in touch with me by email. My email address is nrclog@aol.com. Everybody can probably figure out where I came up with that one. Or they can write me a letter, 4131 South Andes Way, and that's in Aurora, Colorado, 80013. And either way, if they do send something in, they'll definitely be credited in the 19th edition of the logbook, and of course, help us keep it to be the most up-to-date publication that's around right now for AM broadcast.
A couple comments I had on the internet from people. There's a lot of other logbooks out there, including some which take the data from the FCC database And you would think that the FCC database is very up-to-date, very accurate, but why is the National Radio Club log so much better?
Well, Fred, we have a lot of things that are not obtainable through the FCC database. Our format listings, address and telephone number, the network listings. We even have listing of whether or not the station broadcasts in stereo. And those are all pretty much updated by the members on an ongoing basis. And those are things that the FCC doesn't have any of that available. In fact, a while back, it was mentioned the FCC has mailing addresses. And, yeah, they do have mailing addresses. They have the address to which the licensee would like information sent from the FCC. And in many cases, it's not the station. It's going to be the corporate headquarters. It's going to be a broadcast consulting engineering company. And the addresses that we try and carry and the phone numbers we try and carry is to get you directly to the station if you want to send a reception report or if you want to talk to the station about anything else. And we found that a lot of the other lists that are out there, there's some lists by state. I found one for Alaska, and most of the information was current for the 14th edition of the logbook, which was back in 1992. So,
little out of date.
Yeah, a little out of date, and a lot of the lists that we're finding out there are out of date, and even some of the lists that are maintained by some of the talk show hosts, we do get some information on some of the networks from them. But we have to be very careful. I pulled a list down for a talk show about 2 months ago, and lo and behold, I had stations listed that were carrying their program that had switched from a talk format to another format, also ones where the call letters had changed, you know, a year ago, but they were still listed on the website.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes a lot of research, and between myself, the members of the DXAS, and the DX News, we're probably the most on top of it right now.
If somebody has not seen what the National Radio Club log looks like in print, can you tell us a little bit about the columns that we have and the information available?
Well, we do have the normal FCC information. Basically, it's by frequency, call letters, city of license, mailing address, including a different city if there is a different city, and lots of times there is, the phone number, list of the networks that the station is known to be using, the format, hours of operation, the basic antenna pattern, and or the antenna configuration. That would be whether or not they're directional or non-directional, and the times, whether or not they're unlimited or daytime only. Whether or not they have stereo operation. And we have a variety of notes, and these will include things like whether or not they're parallel an FM station or another AM station, slogans, things like that that you don't really find anywhere else, either on the internet or in print.
When will the 19th edition of the logbook be out?
Well, the 19th edition will be officially available October 1, 1998. And we like to get all the updates for that here in Colorado. If we can get those by the 15th of September, we spend the last 2 weeks getting all the updates in and printing out the masters for the log. We ship them up to Ken Chatterton, and it's printed up there in Mansville and is generally printed and ready to be shipped by the 1st of October.
Wayne, thanks very much for talking with us about the logbook.
Okay, thanks for having me on the DXAS today.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
Hello, DXers. I'm Bruce Conti, and this is the DX Digest. The beginning of May brought medium wave and shortwave DXers great conditions for DXing as the A index shot up to a high of 317 on May 5th. For shortwave DXers, it meant increased activity on the higher frequencies above 10 megahertz and interesting propagation on the tropical bands. For medium-wave DXers, auroral activity enhances reception to the south as the expansion of the North Polar Auroral Dome reduces interference from northern latitudes, while signals arrive from the south at low angles, passing under the edge of the auroral dome. The auroral conditions were caused by a sunspot that produced a significant solar flare observed on April 27th. Here's how the Lethbridge University Observatory described the event. Region 8210 produced its second major X-class flare since first appearing on the LIM several days ago. This spot group is a reversed polarity region and contains high gradients along the eastern, northern, and northwestern sides of the main spot. More importantly, there is an area of magnetic shear that exists immediately north of the main spot in an area where new opposite polarity flux appears to be emerging and where gradients are high. There is also a dark filament that exists along the neutral line that stands a good chance of erupting should another flare occur. At the present time, the occurrence of minor M-class and even major M-class flares appears to be the most likely scenario. However, another major X-class event is a distinct possibility and will even be a likely occurrence should flux continue to emerge along the stressed northern region of this group. Big Bear Solar Observatory also notes a magnetic delta configuration may exist along the northern end of the region where opposite magnetic polarity flux is emerging near the main spot. There is a potential risk of a proton flare from this region over the next week. Thus far, today's major X-class flare has failed to increase proton populations near the Earth. The flare does not appear to have been a proton producer. However, a future event certainly could elevate proton levels. A fairly fast-moving coronal mass ejection was observed in conjunction with today's flare. It is likely the Earth will be impacted late on 29 April or early on 30 April, with the bulk of the increased geophysical activity occurring on 30 April. Lethbridge University maintains a web page on the internet with the latest solar observations and forecasts at solar.uleth.ca/solar. The Big Bear Observatory is another interesting site for solar activity updates. On their homepage, they have a link to what's called the Bear Alert. A bear alert is posted anytime significant solar activity is observed. Here's how Big Bear described the event on May 1st. New positive polarity flux that emerged yesterday just east of the large negative sunspot has continued to grow and has merged with the main sunspot, creating a delta configuration. We continue to expect isolated M-class flares. In addition, an X-class flare is possible. The Big Bear homepage is at www.bbso.njit.edu. There are three classes of solar flares: C-class, M-class, and X-class. The C-class is a minimal flare, while an X-class flare is an extreme disturbance. Another place where you'll find solar activity information specific to DXing is at the Norwegian DX Listeners Club website. It is here where I learned about the magnitude of this solar disturbance when it finally impacted the Earth. The DX Listeners Club reported severe storm levels on May 4th with a planetary A index measured at 317 over the 3 to 6 hour UTC period. The forecast was for continued unsettled to major storm conditions May 5th. You'll find the DX Listeners Club Norway at www.dxlc.com. If you don't have internet access, don't forget that you can also hear the latest latest conditions and forecast on WWV at 18 past the hour. The best frequencies are usually 5, 10, or 15 megahertz shortwave. The surge in solar activity is associated with the beginning of sunspot cycle 23, which is expected to peak in the year 2000. Of course. Anyway, while I missed the peak on May 5th, I did listen over the weekend of May 2nd as the A and K indices were on the rise. Although not as spectacular as what might have been heard on May 5th, conditions were auroral enough to give Cuba and Colombia dominance across the dial. Perhaps more interesting was the halfway decent reception of Florida and Mexico. Check out this one from Florida on 1580.
Coming up on Entertainment Radio, even more information about the internet, cooking, lifestyle, fitness, and more.
Entertainment Radio WSRF Fort Lauderdale on 1580 at 1 a.m. Eastern Time as heard in New Hampshire. Next, try to pick out the ID from this Mexican station. La Gran Cadena WXEWA on 540 from Rio Verde, Monterrey, Mexico. This was also heard parallel 900 kilohertz XEW Mexico. In addition, on 940 kilohertz XEQ was heard with Fonoteca IDs, and XEX on 730 was caught with La Equi de Mexico IDs. I have one more catch to share with you.
The average there is not going to be kidding me. One of those parts.
Fabulous Sports Day, weekdays at 10 a.m. only on 96.5 The Sports Animal.
96.5 The Sports Animal.
WNML, Warner Robins, Georgia, The Sports Animal is on the air at 1670 kilohertz, simulcasting 96.5 FM. More next time on the DX Digest. I'm Bruce Conti, 73s and good DX.
Thank you very much, Bruce. And on side two, we're going to be talking about the 1998 National Radio Club Convention. But for those of you that are TV and FM DX nuts, we'd like to let you know about the 1998 WTFDA Convention. That's the Worldwide TV FM DX Association. It's going to be held in Rock City in southwestern New York State, July the 31st through August the 2nd. Contact Dave Nieman, N-I-E-M-A-N, at 12284 Nice Road, N-I-C-E, in Akron, New York, 14001 for more details. And be sure to tell Dave that you heard about it on the DX audio service and that Fred Vobey, a WTFDA member, said hello. And with that, let's go over to side two, and I'll tell you about the 1998 National Radio Club Convention.
Please flip the tape to side two.
WKRC 550 in Cincinnati.